Out in my garden, it's a lovely place to go. Out in my garden, watching nature grow. My garden is the place I go to let my troubles go. So let's go in the garden and see what we should know.
He's Ken Neitzert, In the Garden, brought to you by Neitzert's Greenhouse and Florist. And I don't know if you picked up on it, I wore the green shirt today.
What a guy.
To kind of color theme with you.
That's right.
It was actually a conscious decision.
I don't make any conscious decisions.
As opposed to several unconscious decisions I've made.
I made unconscious decisions this time of day.
But, this was even earlier that I picked out this shirt just for you.
So. Yeah, well, my problem at that time of day, I can't tell navy from black from dark purple. It's just, you know. You just put on whatever you can get.
All right. Ken Neitzert in the garden with us this morning as I hate to say winding down the season. We're kind of in the harvest season, though.
Yeah, right? We are. It's late summer. It's not early fall yet until after Labor Day. Then it becomes early fall.
Yeah, and we're starting to harvest, starting to get sweet corn out now. And speaking of which, and this is kind of a good news story, the gleaners. The Methodist Church, I guess they were out at the Schultz family farm the other day, gleaned 1,200 pounds of sweet corn. Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, so the picker goes through, and there's stuff that always just falls to the ground, so then the gleaners go through and pick it up. And so then they donated that to the Rancheria Food Pantry. Yeah.
I have a pack of coons that does the same thing in my in my sweet corn patch.
But a big thank you to the Schultz family and all the gleaners that were involved in that to pick that extra sweet corn and then deliver it to the food pantry for those here in Branch County.
So yeah.
Got a neat thing.
So one of the things I want to talk about is we're fast approaching that time of year when it's time to, if you want to renovate your lawn or do some work on it, it's ideal. Renovation, reseeding lawns, ideal time is probably mid-September through early part of October, depending upon how the weather closes in the fall. Sometimes mid-October to even late October will work as long as we have 3 or 4 weeks of relatively warm weather after we've dropped the seed in the ground. This year, we have not had what has typically happened, and that is in August, the lawns will dry up and brown out because we have lack of moisture. We've had really good moisture almost the entire summer, and the lawns have stayed green all summer, so probably it might be not as high a priority on your mind as in past seasons, but first thing, let's look at and see what we have in the lawn. If you've got a lot of weeds and you want to control them, it's also the great time in the fall to get weeds under control. We're going to put broadleaf herbicides on to kill the dandelions, the buckhorn, and some of the clovers and stuff that get in the lawn. Those can be put on as a weed and feed. That's a granular type of product that you put on. And if you're using that, we want to put it on when the grass is damp, because you want those particles to land on the leaves of the weeds particularly and set there, and those weeds will then absorb the chemicals that are impregnated on those granules. So you don't want to do it in the middle of the day when the lawns are dry and that stuff falls right straight to the ground. Early morning, late evenings when the dew is on there, or if you have a sprinkler system, turn that on and wet the lawns first. We want to let that lie on there. I find that I've used a product called Trimec, T-R-I-M-E-C. That has three different broadleaf chemicals in it, 2,4-D, dicombra, and one other one I can never remember, that work really well on that. Sometimes you'll have like creeping Charlie in your lawn that needs a couple of shots in order to knock it out, so you can't. If you apply it once, you make it sick, but if you just leave that go, it will come back and reestablish
itself.
What
does Creeping Charlie look like? Not Creepy Charlie.
Not Creeping Charlie. Creeping Charlie. It's got a leaf about the size of my thumbnail. It is a viney thing that creeps through the lawn. You try to pull it, and it's rooted here and there and right on down the line, so it's real tough to get out. Has a little flower on it, and there are different types of that similar type of plant you find in some lawns.
So they might need more than one shot.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
If you're going to do that, you need to wait probably 4 to 5 weeks after applications of herbicides if you're going to try and reseed as well. maybe you've got a patch of lawn, and I have two or three in my yard that are just, the reason they're green is because of the weeds. You remove all the weeds, and you've got bare soil. So when I get the time and energy to try and renovate those, I'm going to spray it with Roundup first and kill everything and take that right back to zero. Again, I'm going to wait 2 to 3 weeks. The Roundup breaks down real quickly, but I want that grass and weeds to kind of decay and decompose. Then I'm going to apply the grass seed and reseed that. If I'm going to do that, when you reseed, use a high quality seed. You can get athletic turfs, grasses, if you've got a high traffic area, or maybe your kids play baseball in the backyard or football in the backyard and you want a high traffic lawn turf, you can do that. My general recommendation is that you just go to the wherever they're selling grass seed and get a premium sunny lawn mix or a premium shady lawn mix, depending on whether you have shade or sun. And that's sometimes difficult to do. You just step out on your yard. If it's sunny, that's a sunny area. Yeah. And if you step out in the yard and it's shady,
that's a shady area.
So, and if you need help with that, I can come out and make that evaluation for you.
He's got an advanced degree in that.
Yes.
But so buying good seed
makes
sense.
Right. And you don't want to have a single cultured seed. Like, you don't want Kentucky bluegrass completely. Now, that's one of the grasses that's in there, but I want something that has a blend of grasses, so I have a nice turf grass mixture. It'll have bluegrasses, it'll have fescue, it'll have some perennial ryegrass in there, so that if you get a disease that attacks one of those particular varieties, you don't wipe the whole lawn out.
All right. Talking lawn renovation or anything else you want to talk about with Kent Neitzert in the garden, 279-1590, the number to call, 279-1590 for Kent Neitzert in the garden.
When you have an occasion to buy flowers, does where you shop make a difference? Well, if knowledgeable sales personnel, quality of product, and value for the dollars you spend are important to you, then it's important you make Neitzert's Greenhouse and Florist your florist. Whatever the occasion, wherever you need to send flowers, call Neitzert's at 278-4148 and let them take care of your order. They'll handle your needs with a personal and professional touch and stand behind the work to your satisfaction. Call Neitzert's today or stop out on Fisk Road, 1.5 miles south of US 12, and see if you don't agree that there is a difference, and the difference is Neitzert's.
He's in the studio with us this morning to talk about whatever you want to talk about, gardening-wise, your lawn, whatever. It's Kent Neitzert in the garden this morning, about 4 minutes before 8 o'clock. Does it make sense in some areas to bring in patches of turf to renovate your lawn, or is that...
And resod?
Yeah,
it is instant turf. I find you got to be a little careful that you don't allow those rolls of sod that you purchase, don't allow those to dry out, because if you do, they shrink a little bit, and then wherever they met, you've got a little groove that's not kind of a patchwork thing, so you want to keep them well. When you put them down, you want to snug them up nice and tight to each other, and then make sure they keep moist until they get rooted in. Otherwise, they will kind of shrink away.
Do you worry about it looking funny as for one type of grass right up against another type of grass?
Yeah, that's always a problem. When you do that, if you don't renovate the entire lawn all at once, you get different colors. You get different textures. You can go out and look and really easily see this time of year the texture of crabgrass, because it's a very coarse leaf, lays real tight and flat, as opposed to standing up and be a little more narrow-leaved. And if you're like on the golf course, you can see the difference in textures between the grasses that are on the green, on the fairway, and on the tee tops. It's just different types of grass that have been developed for those particular uses. The same thing is true when you, if you look at a natural turf football field. The neat thing with like football fields, when they resod those, sometimes they used to have baseball and football in the same stadium, and they lay sod down over the infield. Mm-hmm. Those pieces of sod weren't 18 inches wide and 3 feet long like when you buy it. they're a yard wide and maybe 5 yards long, and the roll stands almost as big as those round bales you see out in the field, not quite that big, but they're put down with a machine so that you can't step on those and turn them up. It's just a big roll of sod that's used. And a lot of places will grow small patches of sod. You mentioned you having problems with the goal area on the soccer field not being able to green it in real good. And so what some places will do, they'll have a place off on the side of their field where they've grown sod. And when you get those bad spots, you cut out the bad spot and you cut a piece of sod and you patch it in so that it is instant turf for that particular time of the year.
Now, we talked about good seed pays dividends when you put that down. What about the, it's become the big thing, I think, or had been anyway for a while, of the seed that has the paper in it or that kind of stuff to supposedly hold the seed in place. Is that worth doing or not?
Yeah, probably. One of the big things when seeds start to germinate, you need to be sure that the seed has good soil contact. So the first thing you need to do is you need to go through with maybe a power thatcher or a rake and rake out all the debris that's there so that we're exposing the soil itself and fluffed it up a little bit. So when you drop the seed on the lawn area, especially if you haven't really reworked it and rototilled that area, you're seeding down through existing turf, that seed gets in contact with the soil. Because once it starts to germinate, and that's just a matter of absorbing moisture and starting to grow, it is very susceptible. If you let it dry out, it will die. That embryo will kill. So that's what that paper pulp added to it is. It helps it to maintain moisture. That paper pulp helps to hold moisture. Traditionally, you'll put the seed down and then would take straw and put straw over the top of it. And the general rule of thumb is you lay the straw down, two straws thick, so you don't want it real thick, and you just leave it there, and it decomposes and becomes part of the lawn as the lawn comes up. But you want to, in those early times, is you want to make sure it stays moist. And that's why we wait till September, because if you try to do this in the middle of August when it's 85 degrees out, you can't. You're turning the water on 3 and 4 times a day just to keep a little bit of moisture on top of that ground. And usually by the middle of September, Mother Nature is helping out and keeping a little bit of moisture on the ground. Or maybe we only have to turn the sprinklers on once a day.
Because it's not drying it out very quickly.
Right, it's not drying out. So you just easily let those things start to grow. Usually takes about 3 to 4 weeks before it's ready for its first mowing. Once you start the first mowing, then we've got... then we're probably in good shape. The other thing you want to do with a fresh seeding is let's get a good starter fertilizer on it, something that's high in phosphorus. That's the middle number in the three number analysis. It's also good for a fall application on your lawn, something that's relatively high in phosphorus.
All right. Poinsettia is doing okay?
They are. They're looking pretty nice so far. Actually, they've been planted about 2 weeks now. I'm going to go today or tomorrow and pick up a few more. The place we got it, the lady that packed them has trouble counting. So we end up a little bit short, and somebody called up the other day and wanted an order for some, so we're going to add just a few more and get those in this week.
All right, so look pretty at the greenhouse. Kent Neitzert in the garden with us this morning.
Out in my garden, it's a lovely place to go. Out in my garden, watching nature grow. My garden is the place I go to let my troubles go. So let's go in the garden and see what we should know.